Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
In Oregon's arms, there lived a rancher, a man of dreams, the land. John Bishop knew each morning sunrise was an open door down a road to a greater plan. To be a steward of the prairie, to be a keeper of the range, to watch the wild and running horses, feel the rhythm of seasons as they change. A morning ride out on Old Poncho, the cattle grazing in the sun, the buds of spring, a time of branding, 100 head gone down before the day was done. These were the things that touched the person, that held the heart of a gentleman, that blessed the soul and forged the courage to face the howling winds of life and make a stand. So the time passed on. By the Malheur waters, the land was good, and the family grew. With his wife he raised 2 sons, 5 daughters, a father's love, a guiding hand from a man that knew. There's a song in every season, that there's a laugh for every cry, that there's a rhyme for every reason, and the truth of who we are within our eyes. Sing us around those freight train blues and sing it loud, so the hills and the valleys will have your friends and your neighbors putting on their dancing shoes and singing thanks to the care that was given to the lives that were not your own, and thanks to the heart of who you are and the love within that heart. Singing thanks to the care that was given to the lives that were not your own, and thanks to the heart of who you are and the love within that heart we have known. Turn around, where have the years gone? Those bright and fine years, those years of sweet songs when the work was on. You knew before long, at the end of the day, to be your own. those years of sweet songs when the work was hard. But you knew before long, at the end of the day, there'd be a road to lead you home. At the end of the day, there'd be a road to lead you home.
You know, I really like that song. It's Bill Staines in the Bill Staines Pattern. You know, there are a lot, and he does a lot of that stuff in A and B flat capoed, and then, you know, a lot of things start out sort of sounding exactly the same way. But what a lyric, and what a good guy. And this was a rancher turned 82 in Oregon. He's got the lyrics on here. This is actually a nice little album. Has a lot of covers, and I think it's kind of neat that Bill Staines, with his voice and everything, is doing some covers. He's still writing some. And I think that was one of his songs. And, you know, he still is touring. He still does what he does. He's been doing it now for 40 years. Well, hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk for August the 6th. Greg and Caredwin Spatz are at the Damon Barn tonight doing their fiddle, bazooki, French-Canadian, singing, gypsy, all kinds of good stuff. They were there last year. You need to go, because it'll be a blast seeing Greg at the Damon Artisan Barn. So that's happening. Oh, my gosh. The Blue Water Bluegrass Festival next week. Oh, my gosh. I'm at Bootser's on tonight. Oh, my gosh. Good stuff. And all kinds of other things. Dan's Potato Head, one of the best Celtic bands in the Northwest, going to be playing a dance on the 13th. We'll talk about all this during the calendar, but there's just still good stuff going on in the dog days of August. So don't you get morose because it's getting too hot and you're knowing that you're going to have to get back into the fall thing and summer's almost over. You only got just about a little over a month left till the autumnal equinox. And that's what that's all about. Here's a really good song by David Maloney. I like the imagery. I fell out of a star. And, yeah. But the song itself does some kind of interesting, takes some interesting twists and turns. But I like that first verse a lot. David Maloney, who, with his partner Ginny Riley, will be doing their very last gigs. And this has to do with, well, it has to do with getting older, probably. And it also has to do with David had leukemia. He's very public about it. A little bit of a setback, but it's an energy thing. And they will do their last concert in Seattle, I believe, on the 5th of November at the Uptown or the Town Hall or something. We'll talk about that. Anyway, here's David Maloney. It goes like this.
Fell out of a starry night and landed here. On this good earth I was all alone, yet I knew no fear. Just a voice in the darkness, just a grain of sand. This beating heart here to play my part in this brave new land. Then I came to a river where the black water flowed, a place to begin, and when I waded in, I knew I was home. I knew I was home then, I'd been there before. I was born in the spring where the bluebird sings by the Black River shore. Sunlight on the water like a diamond shines, and through the leaves of fall I heard the autumn call, and I began to cry. Were they the tears of heartache, or were they tears of joy? I couldn't quite tell, but I could see myself as a little boy. Could this be real, or is it a dream? Too blind to see. It's one thing after another. First you're young, then you're old. There's not much that I need, just a few good deeds. If the truth be told, if the truth be told now, I'd get on my knees. I would end this race in a state of grace, like one who believes. I could love you better, I could say a prayer. We could stop all the talk and take a walk in the cool night air. There's a full moon rising above the ancient storms. I'll never give in to the restless wind until the cows come home. Till the cows come home, love, I'm gonna walk this floor. Gonna love you forever and one day more. One day more, love, one day more. I'm gonna love you forever and one day more.
Goes on in endless song above earth's lamentations. I hear the real though far off hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ringing. It sounds an echo in soul. How can I keep from singing? Although the tempest loudly roars, I hear the truth it liveth. And though the darkness round me flows, songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? hands tremble in their fear and hear their death knell ringing. When friends rejoice both far and near, how can I keep from singing? In prison cell and dungeon vile, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing? In prison cell and dungeon vile, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing?
Was the summer of 61. We were the chosen ones. Time to head out of town and find our way. We grew up together, side by side, small town kids, ready to ride. For better or worse, we were leaving behind.
Okay, stop, 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 stop. We need to stop this for 1 second. Okay, here's why. This is a great song, and Riley Maloney do this song well. In this song, there are, I think, I want to say 24, but I'm not sure that's right, but there's a huge number of old rock and roll songs from the 50s and early 60s that are named in this song. And it would be really cool, and I need to match it up. I almost should have made this a trivia thing. And could have done some giveaways on this, but I'm not going to do that because it's too spur of the moment. But it's really cool to see if you can remember or know the names of all the songs in this song that are listed as old rock songs. There's like, I know, I can tell you where there's like a white sports coat and a pink carnation and the old Marty Robbins thing and all kinds of stuff. So just challenge yourself, just hang out and relax. And those of you that, of course, those of you that are in your 30s and 40s, you're kind of SOL, and you can look that up. But those of you in your 50s and early 60s, you're going to get this. Alrighty? So let's start this song over again and see if you can name all the rock and roll songs in this thing. I heard him do it. I actually did it one time, and I'm pretty sure I came up with at least 22, 23, 24, something like that. Alrighty, so here we go. Back to this song called Reunion. Here we go.
It was the summer of 61. We were the chosen ones. Time to head out of town and find our way. Grew up together, side by side, small town kids, ready to ride. For better or worse, we were leaving behind the old school days. Sock hops and jukebox, don't be cruel, Buddy Holly and Peggy Sue. She's got a crush on Mr. Blue, my little run, 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 runaway. Doing the stroll, summer vacation, a white sport coat and a pink carnation. Up at the lake, roller skating in those golden days. Can we change the world from here? Can we take what we were given from this little slice of heaven? Pass along our small town ways. to make this world a better place. Ball games, flat tops, cherry cokes, all the stuff we never told our folks. Saddle shoes and winter coats, there's snowflakes in the air. Got my license, can I take the car? Thanks, Dad, see ya, au revoir. And where are you, little star, among my souvenirs? Can we change the world from here? Can we take what we were given from this little slice of heaven and pass along our small town ways to make this world a better place? Memories don't fade away, they live inside us day to day. The junior prom, the senior play, won't you stand by me? Harbor lights and in the moon, Kathy's clown, poor little fool. And when we sail beyond the sea, oh darling, save the last dance for me. And when we sail beyond the sea, oh darling, save the last dance for me.
Okay, there was only 11. There was only 11. I thought there was a lot more than that. But that's a well-written song to take the titles of songs and put them into rhymes. And that is for those of you that were raised in the 50s and 60s. Those of you that were raised in the new millennium, in the 90s, you got to make up your own song. And it would be a totally different construct, wouldn't it? I always wonder sometimes, like you know, we have... There's sing-alongs around the campfire, and everybody sings old songs around the campfire. And I always wonder, like, when the millennials, the early millennials start doing campfires when they're in the 50s and 60s, like, are they going to do, like really old guys hanging out singing, "He's Just a Skater Boy," says, "See you later, boy." The picture is kind of cool, actually. You know, like 50 years from now, people hanging out at the campfires doing Avril Lavigne and... Yeah, be interesting. Anyway, so there you go, David Maloney. Nice song called The Reunion. And I kind of led you astray there. You're probably still, you know, if you're counting those songs, going, "Geez, I only came up with 11. Well, so did I. Alrighty, Bill Steins, Stewball.
Stewball, he was a good boy, and he held a high head, and the hair on his foretop was as fine as silk thread. His bridle was silver, his mane it was gold, and the worth of his saddle has never been told. Now the fairgrounds were crowded, and Stewball was there, but the betting was heavy on the iron gray mare. Come all of you gamblers from near and from far, don't bet your gold dollar on the iron gray mare. Most likely she'll stumble, most likely she'll fall, but you never will lose, boy,
my nobles to fall. That halfway around, the gray mare she stumbled and she fell to the ground. Way out yonder, ahead of them all, come a dancing and a prancing was my nobles to fall. Was a good boy, and he held a high head, and the hair on his foretop, it was as fine as silver thread.
In the icy grip of winter, I am dreaming now of April, when the path is ever greener and the daffodils unwind. My heart wants me to tell you that I'd be more than grateful if you would be my Valentine. It's so lonely here inside me, I cannot find an answer. There's only one direction I can turn to stem the tide. It's to you, my love, I'm turning. I'd be forever faithful if you would be my Valentine. I've loved you, I always will remember the moment I first saw you there beside the garden vine. Like a vision in the sunlight, in all your youthful splendor, I was captured when your eyes met mine. We have shared the days together in the circle of the seasons. Never lost the reason I am yours and you are mine. Standing in the moment, heading for tomorrow, will you still be my Valentine? We have shared the days together in the circle of the seasons, and never lost the reason I am yours and you are mine. Standing in the moment, heading for tomorrow, will you still be my Valentine? Will you still be my Valentine?
Yeah.
Danny, come out and play with me. Down by the river, you have traveled a long way, so come by the cool water. I am your friend, Eduardo. Come play hide and seeky, and I will get Nancy, and we can play down by the river. La 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 la. Welcome to my homeland, hola, Danny, Danny. We can play where the sun comes, shining on the water. This is my Mexico, where the mountains rise from the sea below, where the hearts of the people sing by La Boca del Rio. La 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 la. Some chewing gum. Oh, Danny, a piece for me, a piece for you, and one more for Nancy. Come down where the burrow drinks, where the pebbles shine and the river sings. We can wade in the water. Oh, mi amigo. La 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 la. Danny, you have traveled a long way, so come by the cool water. Come out and play with me by the river. Danny, Danny, you have traveled a long way, so come by the cool water. By the cool water.
I think that's a re-release. I think he did that on a kid's album, too. That is one of David Maloney's best songs. Well-produced, just done, just right. We have to take a little bit of a break because we're late on a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible with support from Hodgins Drug and Hobbies on Main Street in downtown Moscow, a place to discover games and hobbies like Magic the Gathering, Warhammer, and classic board games. Celebrating 125 years in business. Open daily and online at HodginsDrug.com.
It looks like there's a bit of a break from the sunshine the next few days with damp and cloudy conditions. Overcast for this Saturday, and that may bring in a very slight possibility of some sprinkles or stray thunderstorms. Tomorrow looks very similar to today, maybe a few degrees cooler and gusty. A high on the Palouse of 83, the Lewis-Clark Valley 90.
Thank you.
sure do miss that good old electric washing machine. The one that we ain't got round here no more. And I sure do miss that big round tub and them stomping, swinging sounds. And I miss them groovy puddles on the floor. Doing just sits there in all of his glory on Monday morning, way over in the corner of the basement, going, But the old one went. Well, I cried when I see that brand new automatic washing machine. 'Cause I'm sentimental for the old machine still yet. 'Cause the old one really looks like a real live washing machine. But the new one just looks more like a television set. New one just sits there going, But the old one went.
I've always loved that John Hartford song, The Good Old Electric Washing Machine. And he does such a good job of doing that sound effect thing. I've always tried to do that. Must be hard on your nasal, on your adenoids or something. The late John Hartford, who died of cancer back in, I think, 2002, maybe 2004, something like that. But what a creative, creative, creative man who abandoned the pop industry. He was doing pretty good, you know. Of course, he wrote Gentle on My Mind and Differences to Be Gone and all those things that Glen Campbell recorded. He did a stint on the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour in the late 60s for the summertime. And he could get his humor out there to the mainstream because he was such an interesting, interesting man. Wrote things like Mouth-to-Mouth Resuscitation, Good for the Country, Good for the Nation. And stuff like that, just... And kind of a cross between Earl Scruggs and Mark Twain. And very, very deep in a lot of ways. Then he got excited about riverboats and spent the bulk of his later life on the riverboats, being a riverboat pilot and a riverboat captain and doing songs about the riverboats. Started to get back into old-timey music and didn't write nearly as much as he did in the early 80s and 70s and 60s. And he began devoting a lot of his energies to the preservation of traditional old-time music, John Hartford did. But what a repertoire. Oh, my goodness me. And the people that he worked with, Vassar Clemens and Norman Blake and Tony Rice, on up into Glen Campbell, and, you know, some of the folks he'd met when he was in the pop field, John Hartford. So this is one... Now, for those of you who don't know much about the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, there was a thing, and I think some of the folks are getting back into it, there's a thing called vinyl. Vinyl was records. Vinyl was big recordings, and a lot of the albums, the 12-inch albums, had awesome artwork and that kind of thing on it. And but one of the major fears, because vinyl was not a it was a very fragile thing, and if it actually got too cold, it was brittle and it would break. And if it actually got too warm, it would actually melt and warp. And that was always a major concern. Even if you were sending albums back and forth in the mail to friends or ordering them via mail order, that kind of thing, you'd have to be very, very careful that it was packaged properly so that it wouldn't warp. And he wrote a great song, and he does this. This is just John Hartford-esque to the max. This is from the album Mark Twang, and it's called Don't Put Your Records in the Sun. Let's wait a second. That's not what I want. What do I want here? What am I doing? Here's the Don't Put Your Records in the Sun, like that.
All right. Now this is a song about phonograph records.
Right. This is a song about phonograph records.
Don't leave your records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, 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 just won't play no more. Well, I had this record that I really did like. It was the last one they had in the store. I left it laying on the car back seat, and now it just won't play no more. Don't leave your records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play.
No more.
I would not be here if I hadn't been there, and I wouldn't have been there if I hadn't just turned. On Wednesday the 3rd in the late afternoon, got to talking with George, who works out in the back, and only because he was getting off early to go see a man at a Baker Street bookstore with a rare first edition of Steamboats and Cotton, a book he would never have sought in the first place had he not been inspired by a fifth grade replacement school teacher in Kirkwood who was picked just at random by some man on a school board that couldn't care less, and she wouldn't have been a-working if not for her husband to move 2 months prior to work in the office of a man he had met while he served in the army, and only because they were in the same barracks, an accident caused by a poorly made roster mixed up on the desk of a sergeant from Denver who wouldn't been in but for being in back of a car he was riding before he enlisted that hit a cement truck and killed both his buddies, but a backseat flew up there, spared him from dying, and only because of the fault of a workman who forgot to turn screws on a line up in Detroit, cause he hollered at Sam, who's hateful that morning, hung over from drinking alone at a tavern because of a woman he wished he'd not married. He met long ago at a Jewish bar mitzvah for the son of a man who had moved there from Jersey, who managed the drugstore that sold the prescription that cured up the sunburn he caught way last summer.
Bed and a seat, a roof and
the southern draw, and those that came before were the pictures on the wall. And the lone dogs howled and the crows would call when there was a death in Arkansas. And we would learn that life was hallowed and we wouldn't burn. Hands folded gently to say goodbye. It was just this place underneath the sky. Can you see our bones hiding like a toad in the old red dirt that is now a road? Beneath a sign that blinks off on, and a shopping mall where the house is gone. Forgetting that a soul may call when there is a death in Arkansas.
Eliza Gilkison, Eliza Gilkison. You know whose dad was Terry Gilkison? And Terry Gilkison was part of the Modern Folk Quartet, I think. And I believe that was Dave Guard's group after he left the Kingston Trio. And Terry Gilkison was the one who wrote, and I think a lot of the Disney things were written by the Sherman Brothers, but I think that Terry Gilkison was the one who wrote "Look for the Bare Necessity," the simple bare necessity that Phil Harris did as the bear in Disney's original, well, Disney's, it wasn't very original, but his adaptation of The Jungle Book back in the 60s, late 60s. And Terry Gilkison wrote that. And Eliza Gilkison has amassed one heck of a catalog. This is a wonderful little album. It's one of her later ones, but she has some material out there that is so stunning that that when you listen to it, you just, in both positive and negative ways, and negative as in not a bad way, but these kinds of negative emotions that a really good songwriter can evoke, as well as positive emotions. And Eliza Gilkison, she's a tough love singer-songwriter, and she's all about reality, and she's actually, when you hear her interviewed and everything, she's actually very, very beatific and beautiful person, is Eliza Gilkison. Pretty interesting person, part of the Red House thing, you know, with John Gorka and Lucy Kaplansky and all of those guys. So, yeah, where can you go? My gosh. And John Hartford in there. Don't put your records in there, son, or they just won't play, just won't play, just won't. That was so good, especially if you had vinyl in those days. And Then I Would Not Be There is also from that. These wonderful albums. I went out and bought a bunch of John Hartford about 2 years back. Bunches of it. And just starting to get into the genius that this man was. Fiddle player, banjo player, guitar player, and he had a board with him that he would step dance on. Kind of like the Nova Scotian people that fiddle and clog at the same time. They step dance on these boards, and he would mic this board. John Hartford. Amanda Cully doing playlists. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Cheers.